Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
All right, hurry up. Get into bed.
Why daddy mean? I'm just playing.
Daddy had a bad day. I'm sorry. I'm taking it out on you, and I don't mean to, but just go to bed. Daddy's ready for this day to be over.
Why was so bad about today?
Daddy tried talking to Jimmy's mom, and she's being a bitch, and this is why daddy doesn't talk to women, but whatever.
You told me keep going.
I know.
Over there,
I'm hoping.
I couldn't do it. Daddy.
I'm hoping gone. Having you two play with each other, fucking gets us closer. But she's still so fucking, like, tell me to stay away. My husband's deployed. He's not here now, bitch.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work when Daddy looks like he does.
All right, you ready? You in bed now?
Okay, hang on, Daddy. Woo! Bouncy bed.
All right, you're six. Stop it. Lay down.
Why is Daddy such a cunt tonight?
Hey.
I saw it on the TV. The George Cowan say it.
That's fine. Well, you little bastard. Next time, tell me when he's on.
Oh, sorry. He was a rerun.
I don't care. Everything's a rerun. He's dead.
He's dead? No.
There's your horror story for tonight.
Don't scowl with Dad. The funny guy.
All right, maybe Daddy has a story that might cheer you up a little bit.
Oh, Timmy, love stories.
All right, go ahead and cover up and get all bundled in.
Cover up. Jimmy told me never to cover up.
No, you don't cover up when you're over there, but here you can cover up.
Oh, okay. I get the covers. It's really hot though, Daddy. You have the heat on
just
here.
Just cover up. Just do what I say. You're just like your mom. You never listen to me.
Timmy was about to say something to Daddy, but he's not going to now.
Yeah, good. Because you understand when you get older, but... just for now, cover up. Lay down. You can uncover when I leave. I just want to tell you your story so Daddy can go cry again.
Okay. Timmy... it's comfy. It's very nice silk.
All right, close your eyes. All right, close your eyes, little buddy. Yep, only the best for you.
Yeah, my eyes are heavy.
You're my pride and joy. You're all I have left in this world.
Are you talking to Whittle Me or normal Timmy?
All right, tonight's story is called Night Nurse. My wife is passed out when the nurse comes in. She says congratulations before looking at my unconscious wife in the hospital bed. The nurse is holding our firstborn daughter, Jude. She is cradling her and gently rocking her side to side. May I hold her? I whisper to the nurse. She looks at me and smiles, the red lipstick and the white teeth making quite the contrast. The nurse nods and walks over to me. I take my new daughter into my arms, and I am sure to be the happiest man alive. I gently place my finger on her cheek and whisper words that I'm not even sure truly exist in this very moment. The nurse gently touches my shoulder. She's whispering, I'll hold on to her until your wife wakes up. She extends her arms, and I glance towards my wife. She has her mouth hanging open, and after an exhausting 13 hours of labor. I nod and hand my newborn to her. The nurse smiles and steps out of the room. I sit down by my wife's bed, and in just pure awe of the moment, being a father, I place my hand on my head and smile. I lay back in the chair and close my eyes. Suddenly, I'm in a new world, where Jude is older, and a second child is on the way. A new house, bigger car, kids graduated, and marriage, our retirements, our first grandkids. My wife and I seated on a bench during the sunset, elderly and in our prime years. Andrew, she says, looking at me. I look towards her. Andrew, you couldn't save her. You couldn't save us. I snap back awake. I realized I'm in the hospital bed, and my wife was in and missing. What the fuck? I realized I was in the hospital bed, and my wife was in, and she's missing. I said, shh, it's almost over, buddy. Shh. I stand up. Panic fills me as I rush to the exit. The hospital hallway is busy. I grab the first nurse I see, an old lady. Excuse me, where is my wife? The nurse glances at me and the name of the patient on the room door. She's in intensive care still. I stare at her, confused. What about my daughter? The nurse makes a sad look and looks at the ground. She then glances back up at me. Is there someone I should call? You don't seem... Where's my daughter? I interrupt her. The nurse stares at me and then motions for me to walk back into the room. I sit down in the bed and look at her, waiting for her to continue. Your wife gave birth to a baby girl last night. After the delivery, an imposter dressed as a nurse poisoned your wife and took the baby. We explained this to you yesterday and you fainted. She looks at me, letting the words sink in. The police are looking for the imposter and your daughter. Intensive care is doing whatever they can to save your wife. There. End of that story, buddy. Ah, that's the only noise that makes me happy in this miserable, miserable world. Good night, buddy.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!